Yo, man, you're one of the soldiers for hip-hop, man. So we salute you up here, and you know the door's open at this show always.
You know what? While I'm here, can I just say something? I don't want to take too much time. I'll make it real quick. My first freestyle battle was in the summer of 91, and it was over the 12-inch of Leaders of the New School, Just Another Day in the PTA.
Wow.
And I lost that battle. And from that day on, I said that I would never let another MC out-rap me. And to this day, that story, like, that's still like the credo that I carry. Second part of that story is that I've been able to watch my career reflect against that of Busta Rhymes. And every time I see Busta, he's still here and he's still doing it. And it motivates me. So when people see me really out there rapping and getting on a lot of joints, I have to give all the credit to Busta Rhymes for really showing that whenever something that you're used to working isn't working, sometimes you got to step out of that and do what it takes to keep yourself relevant, you know? And, you know, he's been doing a great job of keeping himself relevant, and following people like that, chart leaders like that, helps to keep me relevant. And I always wanted to say it, and I never had the right form, and I think Real Late With You is the perfect place to say thank you, Busta Rhymes.
Thank you, and thank you, Busta Rhymes, for this. That dude is someone relevant, always paying attention, always. Shout out to Busta, always.
Salute the general.
Salute the general, exactly. Yo, Bun, I'll see you in a few weeks.
See you in Austin, baby. Boom. New York, UGK for life.